Glass Eels by Nell Leishen.
Late summer, and the sun's on the flat land. There's the flat land, the willows and the reeds. This heat, and us in our house with the earth floor. Me, my dad, my gran. The heat's like no other heat, still and heavy. The river, our river, is wide at its mouth where we live. Wide where it flows into the sea. I sit by the open door and watch him walk closer and closer. Silver bucket by his side. I know what it's full of.
Hot day?
Yeah.
I get a headache these days. Do you?
Sometimes. You got some eels then?
Two I got.
Hot by the river, was it?
Hot in the shade.
Should have gone in.
Can't swim.
Don't your hands smell of fish?
Used to it.
I can't sleep when it's this hot. So we sit in the heat, and I watch him with the eels. He sharpens his knife on the whetstone, makes a shallow cut round their necks, slips their skins off. Like peeling stockings off a woman, my dad says.
You were a wild merc.
Bumped into someone. You all right, Lily? I said, you all right?
Been a hot day.
Yeah, been a hot day at the river. Well, at least we caught some of it.
Time was we'd drop a line, haul them in.
Time was they'd be fighting to get caught.
They reckon the sea's going to run out of fish.
Maybe.
Run clean out, river too. There must be loads of places for them to hide. I mean, it's big, the sea.
What's big?
The sea. It's massive.
Yeah, is that all right? Massive.
My mother sent word. Said to remember her to you.
How's she doing?
Well.
That's good. Expect it's different at home now for you. Quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
And the home she's in?
Ain't easy to breathe in there. All that carpet and that. Windows won't open.
They do that with windows now.
Well, you'd know about that.
You gonna speak, Lily? Sat there not saying anything makes me feel queer. So, you're coping, Kenneth?
Evenings are a bit quiet.
Must be. All day years, just you and your mother. You want to come and eat here some nights?
Might do that.
Gran won't mind, will she, Lily? I'll ask her.
It's quiet here, too. Too quiet. I reckon I can hear the trees growing.
She took like this recent. Reckon I'm to blame. Ain't easy, girl that age. We had this thing, you know. It was night time and I caught her trying to go out. I tried to stop her. Touched her. She said I hit her. Well, I didn't.
Of course you didn't.
Since then, she's took like this. Don't know what to do now. Don't know what to say.
I met a woman once. At this dance thing. She asked me to dance, only I didn't know how.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said that's a terrible shame. Life's short, she said. Plastic they are, the windows and the home where mother is.
Well, they all use plastic now.
I reckon they'll melt one hot day like today.
Maybe. So, Lily didn't say anything in particular.
Like I said, we were just talking. You still doing the windows then?
A few and the odd coffin.
Ever miss the undertaking?
Well, there's things I miss. Miss the bodies.
You'd never go back to it.
It's all changed. I wouldn't know it now. Kenneth, you ever think about windows?
Can't say I do.
Windows and coffins. They're my life, really. No, you don't want to be in that quiet house. Gran? I don't know where young Lily went to.
Can't have been easy with her. They all said that when it happened. Won't be easy for him, they said.
No. Well, they were right.
Young Kenneth.
Kath?
I was saying to Kenneth how we ought to come and eat here when it gets a bit quiet at home.
That'd be no trouble. Never no trouble to have an extra at the table. got time on our hands now.
He was just talking here about the days with the bodies.
You never minded the bodies, then?
Like them about. Mind there was the flies.
Oh, still can't tolerate a fly. You can always tell an undertaker by how he is when the flies are about.
Well, you caught a few eels.
A few?
Hot, was it? At the river?
Sat under the tree.
Hot even under there.
Many there?
Fair few.
Any swimming?
A couple of kids.
You see Lily.
Many eels?
Where'd she go?
To Otfrim, down in the mud, I reckon.
And your mother, Kenneth. How's she getting on?
Settled in.
That's good.
Where is she?
She's in the garden, that's all. You gotta stop watching her like that.
Yeah. Mother's settled in now.
Well, that's good. Difficult for a man.
Yeah.
The three of them on the flatland. My dad, my gran, Kenneth the fisherman. The sun on my back, the sun and the heat. Eels, deep down in the mud, their bodies unfurling, moving in the dark.
Oh, this heat.
You coming in, Lily? Standing there, listening.
Let her be. Well, better go and get some food on the plates, then.
I've been thinking. We used to have flowers in the hall. A vase of flowers.
Getting hungry, Gran?
Just remembered it.
They were lilies, stargazers.
My mother made a stargazy pie once. Fish head sticking out round the edge.
Oh, your mother always had a way with pastry, them cold hands.
It just came back to me. The vase of flowers and the smell.
I made pastry tonight, only it won't stand up to your mother.
Come on, love. Sit down here.
Don't touch me.
So, tie-tie?
Getting on for it. Eels will be getting ready.
Yeah. I could do with a bit of help.
I'll give you a hand.
No, you're all right. Mervyn's going to come and give me an hand. Merv?
I go out at nights.
I know. I've seen you.
I like the nights.
World's different at night. I go out for the eels. They like the nights, eels.
You were a child when your father died.
Older than you were.
But a child.
Well, I was 10.
You know what it's like. Do you remember my mother?
I do.
Am I like her?
I'd say so.
I wondered if I was. I wondered. No one knows I go out at night.
No. First time I saw you, I was fishing. Must have been in spring. Elver time.
Full moon.
Full moon, a high tide. A warm night, and up they come.
Into your net.
At night.
All those elvers.
Little see-through bodies.
Glass eels.
My mother liked you. Used to watch you when you were small.
She'd say hello when I went past. When she was in her garden.
She loved her garden.
Yeah.
I do it for her now. Lift the bulbs, keep the weeds away.
That's good.
And your mother loved her garden.
No! I don't want to talk about her. I mean, I do, I really do. But I don't.
So, you go to the river at night.
I do.
To see the silver eels.
Thick silver eels in the silt.
It's quiet at home. Now she's gone.
You can't sleep.
I never been on my own before.
How old are you?
31. I could be your father.
But you're not. Will you come closer? That's better.
First time my father took me for eels, it was summer. Full moon behind the clouds. I seen a silver eel in the grass.
Did you catch it?
No, I let him go back to the sea.
To breed?
To breed and die.
You never married?
No.
They say your mother stopped you when your father died.
I know.
That she made you her little husband.
You said the night smells.
It does.
What's it smell of?
It Depends on the night. Can I smell you?
You know what they say about you?
I think so.
They say you're an odd one.
And they say you're an odd one. You smell of fish. Fish in a room in a house. A room I haven't been in before. Can I touch you? Just your arm.
I have to go.
But here, let me touch your hand.
It's too late. I'm too old.
You come to eat?
I won't hurt you.
We better get some food.
Go on, then. I said go on, then. Eels. A head full of eels. Silver skin. Moving. Writhing. You look at the square of sun falling in the doorway. At the garden beyond. Grass yellow from the heat. Later, when everyone's eaten, we sit with the door open. We sit in the dying light. In the heat.
What would be getting on?
You're all right here.
Feel better for some food.
Knew you would.
I keep thinking about this man I met once. He told me of a window in the house over the other side of the water. Said the glass was old, hand-blown. He noticed it had a black speck in it. He looked closely, saw it had legs. Saw it was a fly, caught in the glass. You wouldn't credit it, would you? A fly in the glass.
I'd like to have seen that.
That fly been there from the start. I take you to see it, only I don't know where it was.
You notice windows?
I do. Coffins and windows.
This heat, will it ever end?
I like that story of the fly in the glass.
Yeah, stays with you, that story. Well, some things do.
I haven't had a summer like this for years.
Not since the boy drowned.
A person a year for the river.
A man.
A woman.
A child.
In turn.
They still said that at school.
You must have been around that hot summer, Kenneth.
I remember Mother's headaches.
Your mother could have headache like no one else.
She was good at the headaches.
Don't get the flies like we used to, when we had the cows next door.
I'd forgotten the cows.
You love the cows.
That calling they did all night.
You did love those cows, Lily.
Well, I'd better get on, I suppose.
Don't have to go.
If I don't go back, I won't. I gotta get used to it.
Kenneth's leaving. You gonna say goodbye, Lily?
It's all right. You don't have to say anything, do you?
That's bloody rude.
She's all right. See you tomorrow, then, Kenneth.
Yeah, see you.
How can you be so rude? Are you going to answer?
You ain't going to force her to speak.
My daughter, I can make her speak.
Leave it.
Why are you doing this?
Leave it, Mervyn.
No, I need to know. Why are you being like this? What is it you want?
Leave it to later.
No, she's going to say. Come on. Speak.
She won't speak if you talk like that.
She will, won't you? All this because of what I did the other night? You can't just do what you want.
I keep remembering things.
What are you trying to say?
It ain't the other night. Don't care about that.
So what are you saying?
Just what happened. Made me think. Made me remember.
I don't have to listen to this.
You scared of what I might say? You are.
Just go, Merv. Are you going to tell me what's going on? You know, there are times when you could make things easy.
You want me to forget things.
I've never asked you to forget things.
But you don't want me to remember things.
You do things you know will hurt your dad.
I want to hurt him.
And me? Do you want to hurt me? Lily, I know you're going out in the nights.
Gran, am I like her? Tell me. I am. I know I am. That night, I go up to my room. The night's thick, black. I stand at the window and look at the air. Climb out, down on solid ground. Down to the river. The moon lies on the water. Water moves. Slowly. Quietly. You see me again?
That's right, I do.
Listen, there's something in the water.
Something moving?
On a good night, the water's thick with them.
Solid water.
Get the moon right.
Glass eels.
Swimming into my net, all the way from the sea.
Salt and the cold.
Into our river.
Down into the silt.
Where they turn yellow-brown.
I know I'm like my mother.
Mucus builds up on their skin. They breathe through their skin, do you know that?
I do this thing. Some days, I lie on the grass by the water and close my eyes. I tell myself she's still here. And it's real. I can make her real again.
Till you open your eyes.
And she goes.
Where?
I don't know. She's real when I see her. Yet I know I have to open my eyes. I know it has to end. And then the sadness. I don't do it often. I never did it. Until recent. I know I shouldn't do it, but I can't stop. What can I tell you?
Tell me what the night smells of.
Try it.
Nothing.
Try harder.
There's something. I can smell something.
See?
It's you. I can smell you.
And I can smell you.
You know what they say about you?
I think so.
They say you're an odd one.
And they say you're an odd one.
I like you.
Can I touch you?
We should get back.
I want to touch you. Just your arm.
It's late. I have to go.
Here, let me touch you here.
I
won't hurt you.
It's too late. I'm too old.
He pulls away from me. But I take his arm. And I smell the inside of his elbow. His soft skin. The smell of fish. And Kenneth. And yes, a room in a house. A room I've never been in before. Silver eels moving. Up through the layers of silt. Up towards the water and the light. What I told you. The thing I do. When I close my eyes and she's with me. When I let myself think she's here again. I remember everything. Her eyes. Her voice. Every tiny piece of her. How can I remember all that?
I don't know. I remember her funeral. I came with my mother.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
I stood at the back.
I didn't go.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I know I didn't go, but I don't know what I did. You know more than me. Remember more than me.
You were young.
Younger than you were.
You can't remember everything.
Some days, I think I can remember her before she was ill. Other days I can't. I don't know what I remember, and everyone remembers more than me.
It was a long time ago.
But when I close my eyes, I can see her. I close my eyes now, I can see her. She stands in the dark, the other side of the river. She's looking at me. She's watching us.
Millie.
I don't want to see her, but I can't stop. Can you still see your father?
I don't want to. Sometimes, in dreams, I see him by the river, where he used to take me. He stands there, rod in his hand. I walk up to him, and he turns to me, and he opens his mouth.
Does he speak?
His mouth moves, but there's no words. One dream, he opened his mouth, and his tongue was the head of an eel poking out from between his teeth.
Sometimes, I let myself wonder. I wonder if she came back, what I'd say to her. I don't think I'd know her, and she wouldn't know me. So maybe I'd say nothing. Maybe we'd sit and look at each other. Then we'd turn away and go. And leave a space.
Maybe you shouldn't do it.
But I can't stop.
Tell me, is that what they said? I was my mother's little husband.
They don't know.
I slept in a room, the two of us.
Listen. Can you hear the water?
Something splashing.
On a good night, the water's thick with them. Glass eels.
And I dip the net in, and up they come.
The adults are going the other way.
Silver eels going back to the sea.
To spawn and die. Lie down. Here. I listen to the water in the nights. The movement of it with the tides. It's like breathing.
The world breathing.
Kenneth, I want you to touch me. Stroke my arm.
Old enough to be your father.
But not.
Skin's damp.
But no mucus.
No.
It's so hot. Touch me some more.
No.
Why not?
I can't.
Do you think I'm a child?
Look, stop.
Don't go. I won't touch you, please.
I slept in her room on the camp bed. She'd need me in the night, see? She wanted me there in the room with her in the dark.
I wouldn't hurt you. Do you know that?
We'd go to bed at the same time and lie there. I'd listen to her breathing. Then she'd start. Prayers under her breath. The whisper of them.
I'd never hurt you.
She didn't know I came out at night. No one knows. I wait till her breathing slowed. The prayer's gone. And I'd leave the room.
Go out into the dark?
To the river.
Where you'd watch me? You did. You watched me.
I did. You saw me?
I did.
Should have said something.
I do like you.
I know.
And you like me. I know you do.
Ellie? What are you doing?
She couldn't sleep. I didn't know where she'd be here. We were just talking.
You watching me?
You can't keep coming out at night.
I couldn't sleep.
I gotta go back.
No.
I fish at nights.
I know you do.
That's why I come down here.
You don't have to go, Kenneth.
You've got to come home now.
No.
Your father knows you ain't at home.
Got to be late now. Maybe you better get on.
Come on, Lily.
No. Wait for me here.
Come on.
I don't want you thinking there's something when there ain't.
No.
So I'll get on then.
It's her. She shouldn't be coming out.
No, well, I'll go on then.
What you doing, Lily?
I was talking.
About?
Things. Water. Nights.
You shouldn't be out at night with a man. Anything could happen.
Could it?
Oh, ain't been here for a long time.
You come at night before?
Lily, you've got to stop coming out at night.
No. Why?
See, your dad knows you ain't in your bed. It was him woke me to. Me. I knew where you were.
How?
You know he's too old for you.
No.
And you're too young.
I can talk to him.
You can talk to me.
I can't. You know I can't. Try and talk and there's this silence. It's the same with my dad. This silence. Full of stuff.
Sometimes I wake in the night and there's words in my head ready to say to you.
Then I sleep again and when I wake, they're gone. You know he's too old for you. You ain't a child now.
No.
I used to wake at night. Go in her room.
Whose room?
Her room.
Say it. Say her name. You can't say it.
I'd go in and she'd be gone. I knew where she was. Down here.
Like me.
Like you. clouds coming. I love a night sky. Just don't like to think of you out here.
But I want to be here. I want to be thinking in that.
Some days I says to myself, look, Cath, love, let her bide. There ain't bugger all you can do.
Gran.
Other days, oh, I don't know. If I let go, if I do, what if you drown?
It's late. You want to get back? I'll come on in a minute.
I ain't going nowhere without you.
Then we'll stay here. And we do. We sit on the grass in the dark and listen to the water. Listen to the world breathing. We sit on the grass and wait for him. I knew he'd come. Knew he'd find me. Now I know she used to come.
Reckoned you'd be here. Looked everywhere else.
She's fine.
It's night. I gotta get up. Gotta get some sleep.
You want some food to take? Wouldn't be no trouble.
That'd be good. So, here, why don't you come, Lily? Kenneth wouldn't mind. You could sit and chat and that.
She's tired.
What'd you say, Lily?
Want cheese in your sandwich or a bit of cold beef?
Cheese would be good.
So, let's all go back now, shall we?
You go on. I'll bring Lily.
Come on, we'll all go.
I said, I'll bring Lily.
That's what you want. Don't be here long, then.
No.
He sits next to me on the grass. And we look at the water. Silver in the night. Moon above. Stars. Watching us.
I know you don't want to talk to me. I had no right to stop you like that. Got no right to lay a finger on a girl your age. I don't reckon I said sorry. Ain't too good at that. Used to come down here for elvers. Get a good night. Water's thick with them. Glass eels.
Gran was telling me how she, Mum, used to come here. You know, to the river, at nights. Like me. I didn't know.
Well, it's late. Getting on.
I've been thinking back, remembering things.
Yeah, you come in.
Do you know what I remember?
It's all gone now. In the past.
It's one thing that happened. Do you remember?
Anyway, time's getting on.
You know what it is.
Yeah. But time's getting on. I'm off fishing tomorrow. Kenneth will be there waiting under the tree, so we better get on back.
So that's it. We're going home. In silence. Night. We walk back to the house. I lie in my hot bed in the dark. Wait for the sounds of the house to settle. Then I go out of the window, onto solid ground, back to the river. You waited for me.
I hoped you'd come back.
Tell me something.
What?
When you see your mother, do you ever talk of your father?
No.
Did you talk of him when he died?
Never.
Did you go to the funeral?
I went to play with a friend.
You know, don't you? You know what it feels like.
Each year, we used to go to the river on the day he died. We both knew what day it was, why we were there, but neither of us ever said anything. I wasn't going to wait for you. Thought I ought to go back home. I still hear Mother's voice in the night.
What'd she say?
She don't want me to be here.
It's me.
It was your father who laid my father out, before you were born.
What do you think would happen if I touched you?
I went fishing with my father, in the dark. The nets and the tin bath. My mother would lie in the dark, in the room, and pray. The Lord's my shepherd. The words take me back to those nights, sitting on the grass and him with a big net. I don't know why, and I often wonder. Maybe it's the quiet water, the green pastures.
Will you move closer to me?
They sang it at your mother's funeral.
You don't have to do anything. Stay still.
Don't touch me.
No, I want to. Can you hear the water?
The Lord's my shepherd.
The world, breathe in.
I shall not want.
He maketh me down to lie.
I waited for you.
And I came back. Thoughts come to me. Thoughts I don't want. I want it to be me and you and the river. And nothing from back then.
Me and you and the river.
And the eels.
Deep down in the mud, stirring, moving.
Getting ready to go back.
To spawn and die.
How do they know to do it?
Memory.
The past.
Taste of salt water.
Hot, deep water.
And the stars.
And the night sky.
So, can I touch you?
Touch me. Stop.
Do you not like it?
I want you to know.
What?
I want you to know how it was. Something I've never told before. Not told anyone. I need you to listen, but don't look at me. Turn away. If you look, I'll stop. I thought everyone had bodies in their houses. The one room where he'd get them ready. The things all there. The powder for skin that tightens it. Only to be used on dead skin, he told me. Don't try it, he told me. And in the other room, the chapel with the lights and red velvet. I used to go downstairs at night. Always the nights. I'd go down and see the bodies. Lift the sheets off their faces. I'd stand and look at them. I thought, if I just looked at them and long enough, I could bring them back to life. I'd see their chests move, hear the first breath, see their eyes open. The night I want to tell you about, it was dark. I felt my way downstairs and went in. I took the sheet with my hands and peeled it back. I stood and looked. I stood for a long time, looking. Thinking I could bring this body back to life. Thinking the chest would move, the eyes open. It was my mother, see? No one had told me. Nothing happened. I reached out and pulled her eyelids up. I pulled them up, but her eyes had rolled back and were white. I tried to pull the lids back down, but they'd stuck. The folds of skin stuck. I went upstairs and stood by my father's bed. He lay there, awake. I told him to come with me. He followed me through the dark house. And I took him to see her. To see what I'd done. He saw. Then he grabbed my arm. He pulled me round to face him. And he hit me. He hit me.
He probably...
Don't. I don't want you to say anything. I'm just telling you what happened. That it happened and then he hit me. I can still feel it. Here, the weight of his hand on my face. That's all I wanted to tell you. Nothing more than that. Now I've told you.
Now you've told me.
Now you can touch me. He touches me. The touch of his hands on me. Feel of them along the length of me, the long eel length of me. We stay till the light begins to break the darkness of night. Then we walk back to the house, and I sit and watch the sun come through the window and fall onto the earth floor. Wait for the rest of the world to wake up.
You're up early, Lily. Or ain't you been to sleep? See, I reckon you went back down to the river. If your father knew. But he won't. I've been awake for hours. One of them nights. I was thinking about Kenneth. My mind kept coming back to it. His mother. Cool hands she had. Got to have cool hands for pastry. That's why mine can't match hers. Always had warm hands.
I'm getting tired.
Reckon you would be. You'll have to have a lie down later.
Yeah.
Been a long night. Like I said, I've been awake for hours. Been thinking. You might not want me to say this, but if I don't say it now, I lose it. You see, the one thing I've never said, all that time after I moved in, you lost your mother, and he lost his wife. I had you in my bed, with me all the time, and him out all hours, silent with it. And you know, everyone forgot. I'd lost my daughter. She was my daughter, you see. I lost my daughter. I don't mean nothing by it. I just said it, so it's there. Do with it what you will. I get this mood on me sometimes. All I can think of is what I'm going to cook. Head full of it. That's what I'm thinking now. I'm thinking, you need food. Your father will need food. I need food. Maybe I'll cook a big breakfast. Mushrooms even. What do you say?
That'll be good.
Yes. Got some lard. May even do a fried slice. Oh,
you buggers up.
Thinking about breakfast.
Oh, bloody early.
Funny, the more I eat at night, the more I want to eat next morning. You wouldn't credit it, would you?
No. So, you all right?
No.
Oh, well, at least you spoke to me.
Just tired.
You want to stay in your bed at night, get some sleep. That's what people do, do you know that?
You up to a breakfast?
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
Manage a spot of fried bread.
I can always manage that.
Yeah, thought you might say that. Right, I'll get started then.
I know I remind you of her. No, you don't want me to say things. I know that. But you know I remember everything. That night. Here. That thing.
What you got to say about it?
Nothing. Suppose I just want it said. That it happened. That I remember it.
I wanted to say, this thing happened once when I was a boy.
No.
What?
You're not going to tell me a story.
No. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I was waiting till morning to tell you. That morning. I was going to tell you.
I went back to the river. While you slept. Must have spent all night there. Take me a while to catch up my sleep. But I don't care. Don't care if I never sleep again. At the river, I thought, maybe you got a point. It's all gone, you said. All in the past.
You know, I'd have done anything to take it back. Couldn't. You never know what's inside another person. What they know. and what they forget. I never forgot. No. Never forgot what happened. See, Lily? I can still feel it, what I did. Here. On my hand. The feel of your face. When I did it. When I did what I did.
I take his hand and I place it on my face. His skin on mine. My skin on his. Elvers. Little glass bodies. Thicken and darken till silver they rise from the silt. They move through the cold water back to the salt, to the sea.
Look who's called by. He wasn't sure, but I told him to come in. Told him he was welcome.
Thought we was meeting at the water.
Couldn't sleep. Got up early. Called by the river.
Stopped in a line, did you?
Just a quick one.
You caught summit?
Maybe. The sky's clouded over.
So, you've been already?
Only there a bit. Don't mind going back.
Well, that's all right, then. Ain't no hurry. River ain't going anywhere. Might as well have something to eat now you're here.
So, worst of the eat's gone, you reckon?
Gone, all right.
Headache's cleared up.
Good.
Can't decide what to do with the egg. So many things you can do with an egg.
What do you fancy, Lily?
What's easiest?
Kenneth?
Whatever you want to do.
So you're still going to go fishing?
Might rain even, they said. Day or tomorrow.
Don't mind a spot of rain.
Funny, I was just getting it all ready out there and I got to thinking. Back over that summer with the flies.
Those flies.
Dropped the line in, came up straight away.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good of you. My dad used to throw in his first catch for the river, he'd say.
Bit of moon always helps. Draws them up.
And now there'll be the rain.
Yeah.
Said throwing the catch back fed the river, made the river look kindly on him.
I sat on the bank just now, fell to thinking, that story, Merv, about the fly in the glass.
This bloke told me. This fly stuck in some glass.
You told us.
Not once, neither.
Story stuck with me, in me head. Can't shake it off.
Flies everywhere.
Well, there are. Flies everywhere.
Keep wondering how long it was in there.
You know, we can't sit here all day.
No. Better get these mushrooms on. How about scrambled?
Must have been there for years.
Yeah. Makes you think.
Bet you fancy some toast and all.
Nah. Can't just sit here. Reckon it'll be time to get going.
You want to have breakfast first?
I'll have breakfast. Then I'll do something.
That's it. So I'll cook this later then.
That's good.
Maybe we'll have it tonight.
Nothing like a bit of eel.
No. Right. Scrambled it is, then.
Yeah. Then we'll get down the river.
Dropping a line?
Yeah. Dropping a line. See what happens.
In Glass Eels, Lily was played by Carly Borden and Kenneth by William Bateman. Mervyn was played by Nick Brimble and Kath by Patricia England. Glass Eels was written by Nell Leishen and directed in Manchester by Susan Roberts.